You're feeling good, say yeah. Yeah. All right. Little Monday motivation. Get your week started off right here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's kind of one of those double-edged swords ones here, but there is good news at the end of it. A hospital nurse in Massachusetts adopted a baby girl whose parents didn't visit her for 5 months. I could not imagine you not visiting your baby. Like, how? How is that possible? Like, you created it. Like, that's your baby. The baby girl was on the verge of being placed into foster care because of that when her parents stopped visiting at the hospital. That's when the director of nursing, who's always dreamed of being a mom, and I feel like these stories are just, they just line up perfectly, Liv, stepped in and adopted the girl.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She took her home and helped her through because of those parents, and here's more backstory to it. The baby, when she was born, had an addiction to cocaine and heroin. No longer. But it's like, wow, that's just, I'm glad to see people so like that come together and make it all happen. So that's my Monday motivation. What about you, Liv?
Mine is this 11-year-old amputee ran the Run Disney Star Wars Rival Run 5K. So this is the furthest that he's run ever since he lost his leg. He lost his leg 2 years ago because he had bone cancer. He was 9 years old when he lost it. And now he's 11 and he finished this race. And that's like pretty far, one, for like
anyone,
a kid and anyone, and two, like an amputee. And when he crossed the finish line, there was not a dry eye at the entire place.
He's such an inspiration, and that's going to inspire a lot of other kids too. So way to go, bud. What about you, Pork Chop? What's your Monday motivation today?
There's a 25-year-old woman in Kansas who wanted to help flood victims in Nebraska. Uh-huh. So what she did was went to her local Payless shoe source.
Love my Payless shoe stores.
Yeah, no, but it's shoe source, right? Yeah, Payless shoe source.
That sounds like shoe source. I guess you could say shoe source, but that sounds like a tongue twister. It's like Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. That's the name of the business.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Payless Shoe Source.
They just call themselves Payless. I call them Payless.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because they're closed.
What?
Yeah, they shut down. Like, they're closed. So this one lady, that's actually the point of the story. There were 204 remaining pairs of shoes, which would have been over $6,000. But since they were closing, they were all on sale for a buck. So she bought all the remaining shoes and shipped them to Nebraska for flood victims.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is really incredible.
What a nice lady.
And okay, did she have anything to 13 wide?
Probably not, Joe.
That's
sorry.
It's okay. That's your Monday motivation on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.